We ask the United Nations to call in all parties and try to find a resolution to this thing. We ask the United Nations to go out and see what they're doing. We ask them to look at this infiltration, this aggression. We ask them to find that, to ask a stop to this aggression. I'd go just as far as we conceivably could with demagoguery, assuming that they're not going to do any of it, but if they did,
we could live with it.
We could live with it. And when they say I'm a hypocrite, well, I'm not any more hypocrite about that. And that's the word I hate more than any other word. If you ever want to call me something, just say I'm a hypocrite, and that'll run. But I'd say the same thing about the unconditional discussions. I'd say the same thing about the pause. That you've got to have some of these things for your allies, and some for Fulbright, and some for the communists. And I don't believe that Russia would allow this thing to get in that shape. And I don't think it would be very effective. But I think that it would leave us in a better stance than we're in. And I'm not going to say anything else. I don't want to talk about disarmament. I don't want to talk about proliferation. I don't want to talk about charter. I don't object to sitting down with our allies before the UN comes back in September, whenever it does, and trying to have some fresh thoughts and a united position that will get some support from other countries, and kind of all of us try to say this is best, and then check it out with those interested in this government, Fulbright, Mansfield, and
Aiken, and so on.
Aiken and so forth.
Yeah.
So if you want to be thinking about a page there of what we would do with the United Nations without telling Cleveland, because by God, he'll call up Arthur Kroc.
No, as a matter of fact, I've got his staff paper on that. I don't have to call us all.
So just see if you can
I'll have it for you.
Do that. Now we've got another leak. I called Cy Vance was disturbed, and I think real disturbed, the other morning when the story Saturday morning carried the fact that the State Department had said that this was a farce. He was with me at Camp David. I called up Rusk, and he was having an anniversary. And I called up Ball, and he was at the golf course. And I called up Mann, and he was unavailable. And I got a hold of Bill Bundy. And Vance pointed out what the general's statement had been in the cable that we read yesterday. And I asked Bill Bundy how we could have this difference between the field and the Pentagon and state, and couldn't he reconcile it with the Pentagon and see that the facts sent in by the general, which said that it was not unsuccessful, made available so we'd have one story. And he said he would look into it. He and Vance talked further during the day. But now that one conversation with Bill Bundy is known to Roland Evans.
Oh, God.
Now, that means I can't talk to Rusk, and that means I can't talk to Bill Bundy. And I don't think I can talk to George Ball, because I told him that Dick Goodwin was resigning, and an hour later, Cal Kilpatrick called Dick Goodwin and asked him. So, I can't talk to him. So that narrows me down in my State Department, practically. I don't think Rusk leaks it. I think he just... I don't think Bill did. I think Bill called over.
He called somebody else, or he talked to the Pentagon to get the dope.
He called over to Sylvester, and Sylvester didn't tell anybody but Goulding, and Goulding didn't tell anybody but MacNaughton, and MacNaughton didn't tell anybody but somebody.
That's the way it happens.
And
exactly the way
we just have to just guess, act without it. It's a hell of a note that you have to, but
people have
to watch and not don't repeat it to anybody, but that's how dangerous our State Department thing is now. I'm going over and meet with the military people next week sometime on initiative and have some talks with them. And I think that we never did get a lady in there yesterday. Was he supposed to come
in? No, sir,
it
was the helicopter thing, and it can wait. It can be done the first of the week. We've had McCloy and Atchison in. We're all in agreement on the basic program, and we're going to be pretty firm about these helicopters, and We're looking at various kinds of dirty tricks, and I'll get you a paper on it so that you'll know exactly where
when
it is.
When do you think you ought to have these advisors in to talk to Rusk?
I want to talk to Rusk about that. The whole panel is that we made one mistake and put one very bad fellow on it named Liebman, who monopolizes the conversation. Spoiled our last meeting, and I've been casting around for a new way of doing it, been rather slow about it. We've consulted, I would say, a majority of them as individuals within recent months, but we ought to get them in as a group, and I would think we ought to do it within the next couple of weeks.
Well, what you might do is divide
would you want to see him or
subject
not?
Matters and put him. Yes, I would see him. I wouldn't want him to come in to see me.
Yeah.
I'd like for him to come in to see Rusk and see you, and you all spend a couple of hours with them, and I'd like to spend 20 minutes with them.
Yeah.
But I would like, you might divide them up into panels and have some of them on for South Vietnam and some of them on Germany and put this guy on Israel.
Yeah. I got to find a way of doing it, and I will.
Okay.
Right.